another fresh machine. Posted on Tuesday, October 10, 2023. So it turns out that installing Linux on a newer motherboard GPU machine is non-trivial, or at least the process doesn't seem to be documented anywhere yet. Also, on a completely unrelated topic, I now know a lot more about Docker and GPU setup than I ever thought I'd need to. TLDR, read and run this, link in post. Setting up a machine. I got a build based on one of these bad boys, link in post. It's probably not the hottest thing available, but it's compatible with recent A10B processors. Can run the modest 3050 I got to start this build out with, and can expand to hold 44090s with PCII extenders if this running models thing ends up being a going concern for me. Memory was cheap enough that I just ended up paying for 64 gigs of it. It's modest, but this thing still outclasses the next most powerful physical computer I've owned by about 2x. The storage was scrounged up from various stricken laptops and machines I've got lying around. In the end, I put in 500 GB worth of high-speed SSDs, and another 500 GB of M2. I didn't manage to seat that second thing properly, though, so it isn't in use yet, but I'm working on it. That secure boot bullshit I remember signing petitions over seems to be in force, but only enough to annoy people. You can disable it by going into your BIOS menu and turning it off. However, even after doing so, my live disk failed to boot the machine up. I spent about 2 days trying to figure out if I potentially misconfigured something, or if I've got a version of the BIOS that's too old to support Ubuntu or something else. No, the answer is that even Ubuntu doesn't support NVIDIA drivers out of the gate. At least, not before 23. So what I had to do is twiddle with the startup commands, link in post. It was using to boot up in order to force it into default video drivers mode, and then add proprietary drivers as part of the installation process. Ubuntu 20.4 and later do this by default, apparently, but I didn't know that at the time, and was installing the LTS version first. Incidentally, this driver malarkey is why I'm not running Debian this time around. I love the project, and my main personal machine is probably always going to be a Debian box, running StumpWM, but I wanted to minimize headaches on this build, and it still cost me several days of life. So, we've got a working machine with a working GPU and OS installation. Can we just run a cog model? Link in post now. If you know anything about any of it. Machine learning DevOps. Linux development. Video drivers. Docker. You know the answer to that question is ha 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 ha. Fuck you. Installing Docker. Naively executing cog predict on any model and replicate, link in post, still gives a GPU not found error. In the best case, the models try to fail over to CPU inference mode, but the end result of all the ones I've tried is an explosion, with the only real difference being how long it takes for the explosion to manifest. First thing I tried here is making sure that I had the proper NVIDIA GPU drivers, both through this link in post method, and through the Ubuntu graphical additional drivers interface link in post, and through the 100% manual download a file from the NVIDIA website and run it locally approach, link in post. After borking my machine a couple of times, forcing reinstalls, I determined that I did in fact have working drivers the first time. The problem is the Docker, which underpins COG, usually runs in some sandboxed mode that doesn't allow it to take advantage of the underlying machine's GPU. An aside here, I get that it's taken over the world, but in my mind, Docker is trash. It's this weird middle ground between a reproducible build system, link in post, with shell level sandboxing, link in post, and full virtualization, link in post. I think the idea was to have a system that includes the advantages of both. But it very much looks to me like it managed to pick up the disadvantages of both while managing a meager subset of the advantages of the first. I'm not going to spend much more time whinging about it, but from my perspective, if you're deploying a system into the wild, you get all of the bang and none of the bite out of something like Gix. Link in post. If you actually want to sandbox apps for the purposes of walling off some hard-to-clean-up-after app, then you're much better off fully virtualizing. The only place Docker is the right choice is if you and your team already know about Docker and don't know about the other options, which now that it's taken over is fair enough. But I'm still annoyed by the extent to which this feels like a completely suboptimal coordination option situation. Oh, right. Also, by default, it uses sudo on Ubuntu. You can resolve that by adding yourself to the Docker group and running newgrep docker, link and post. The bigger issue, as stated above, is that by default, it also doesn't take advantage of your GPU. Luckily, there's NVIDIA toolkit built out to do this, which you can install with apt install NVIDIA container toolkit. I'm glossing over the couple of hours it took to figure out that this was the root cause of the issue, and B, figure out what I had to do. But once that was done, the solution was that extra install line. While I was already playing with all this, I thought I'd figure out how to checkpoint a running Docker container for my own nefarious purposes. It turns out there's a library named Creu, link in post, that exposes Docker checkpoint, link in post, but requires your Docker to have the experimental flag set, link in post, which you can either do manually or automate as part of a script using JIC, link in post. I'm not going to detail this process because while it does sound interesting, it doesn't turn out to have much of a benefit for my use cases. I was going to use it to swap out models so that I could conserve GPU memory, but this turns out to be thorny for reasons I'll mention in the conclusion. Same goes for COG itself. Because I am who I am, all of the steps I ended up keeping are now part of my machine setup script, link in post. Specifically, here, link in post. If you're someone looking to run my exact setup, you may as well read that code block instead of the entire post so far, which is why it's up in the TLD, I'm only writing the rest of this out of anger. Run the basic Lamati model through a container. Now that we've got everything set up, it's finally possible to run replicate models. According to the Docker section of the Llama 2.7 chat model, API doc, link in post, we should go to our target machine and run. Here is a code block. This code block is written in shell, and it runs a Docker container based on a specific image. The container is detached D and exposed to port 5000 on the host system. It also requests to utilize all GPUs, GPUsOL, and specifies the image with its tag or hat. That's the end of the code block. I also added a name though, because after a while, managing these by you, UID gets tedious. So, here's a code block. This is a Docker command written in the shell scripting language. It runs a Docker container named Llama Tiny with GPU support, exposing port 5000 on the host machine, and pulling the image Llama 2.7-bit chat from the specified repository and tag. That's the end of the code block on our client machine. Here is a code block. This code block is written in Python. It defines two helper functions, Llama Mask and Llama Chat, which process messages. The Llama function makes an HTTP post request to a target URL, passing a prompt and some parameters in the request body. If the response status code is 200, it returns the output from the response. Otherwise, it returns the response itself. That's the end of the code block. On my local network, the model running machine happened to come up at 192.168.0.16. Change it as appropriate for yours. With all that in place, drumroll. Here is a code block. This block is a snippet of Python root. It calls a function named main, llama, with the argument hello there, llama. The function returns a spoken response that introduces an API designed to answer questions within its knowledge and ethical guidelines. That's the end of the code block. My experience briefly chatting with this model tells me that it really likes adjusting its glasses for some reason. I haven't tested it as a drop In replacement for ChatGPT 3.5 Turbo in my ADEV library, Lincoln Post. But it's a logical thing to try out. Notes and conclusions. This is a bit rushed because it's at what I thought would be the tail end of about 4 days wall. Clock time of hitting my head against metaphorical wall. It turns out to be a mixed bag. I did get my machine up and running, and I did manage to run a model inference on it. But I didn't manage to extend this to arbitrary models and tasks. Firstly, larger models, like the huge Llama 2, Lincoln Post, run out of memory during provisioning, which makes sense, since I've only got 8 GB of GPU room right now. Secondly, some models, like Tortoise TTS, Lincoln Post, just outright error. If I Docker logs follow them when making remote requests, I see odd memory errors causing server faults even when there is ample GPU space lying around for them. I'm not sure what to think about this. For these reasons, I'm going to dedicate the next little while to running models through Hugging Face, Lincoln Post, directly. I've only got limited experience there, nowhere near enough to do a write-up yet, but I've already got some rudimentary TTS models running properly. Because this completely ditches Docker in favor of memory locality, I'm going to provisionally toss all the cryo and cog-related stuff from my machine setup scripts. Docker itself is staying, but I'm not going to put any effort into mitigating its memory sandboxing consequences. I'll let you know how the new model running plan goes.